TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We head out to the fan hotline. You can catch him over on Locked On Guardians, covering the team every single day. He's Justin Latta, and he joins us now. Justin, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. I mean, hey, last time we talked, the Guardians weren't doing so good, so they're doing a lot better now. That's got to be good for everybody, I think, if we have an idea of where things are going.
Yeah, I mean, we could at least all put a smile on our face. I actually just spent the last 20 minutes talking, and I want to get your opinion on it. Whether or not fans and media sort of own apology almost to the Guardians front office for the reaction to a 10-game losing streak that then obviously was very quickly catapulted into winning 11 of 14 and the offense actually looking semi-competent.
I mean, things were pretty bad, and you know, losing streaks are a product of a bad team, but also some bad breaks as well. The lineup's definitely not constructed to win a whole lot of games. The pitching staff did find their footing, but they just couldn't score. And they also made a ton of errors at that point, too, as well. And if you're not playing clean baseball and you can't score, it's hard to win games. So, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think it was 10 games is a pretty bad losing streak. And everybody's right to react the way they did because that really took them out of the race. And now we're sitting here, now they're hot, wondering where does this thing go next?
So, Justin, where does it go next? Like, how does the front office react to this stretch of winning? Are we overblowing the idea that we just had three really good series against the three worst teams in the American League? Or does a stretch like this actually make it difficult to decide what you do at the deadline?
I'm sure what they're doing is they're operating both ways. I mean, that's what most front offices are doing right now, unless you're clearly cut in first place, like the Blue Jays or the Yankees or, whoever's in first place in their division, the Brewers right now. Everybody else is kind of talking both ways. You do a lot of what the Rays usually do, where it's maybe you're having conversations where you sell a couple of pieces that are going to be free agents at the end of the year on part of the future. Maybe you're hoping somebody's name pops up on the radar that, could be a long-term fit. Go back to last year, the Cubs, acquired Isaac Paredes, who is now with the Astros. Nobody saw the Cubs making that move last year. They were not really in contention. And the Rays wanted to get rid of him before he had arbitration. And then the Cubs turn around and trade him for Kyle Tucker this offseason. So that was a great move. And that's what you want to kind of do. You want to try to, if you're in that position, you want to try to move some guys that aren't going to be part of the future, like whether it's, Carlos Santana or Jacob Junis. I don't really know if they can trade Paul Sewald at this point, maybe. And then maybe you can buy a long-term piece in the outfield or you just promote young guys except for, Chase DeLauder, unfortunately.
So I was interested to get your opinion on Santana. Obviously, he's seen a drop in production, even as the Guardians have continued to win. Is there still, you think, a market on a 39-year-old first baseman who's had, obviously, the history that he's had? Or is that kind of depleting by the day as his stats continue to fall?
Yeah, the first base market actually feels like it's actually pretty robust. You have Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles, who actually is probably going to be traded. And then, you know, the Mariners, maybe Josh Naylor might go. We're not really sure what's going to happen there. So there's two first basemen on the market there, and the Red Sox need one, and then the Mariners need one. And I'm sure somebody else needs a first baseman, so like he could be the third guy on that market maybe. There might be a market for him as like a bench role player, but it definitely a better fit somewhere else. I do think, you know, this whole Santana experiment, he's probably been great in the clubhouse. Obviously, the defense is fantastic, but yeah, he just has not recaptured any of the consistency they were looking for. And it's definitely going to lower their floor if they trade him or get rid of him and bring up like a CJ Kapus. But given where they're at right now, trying to go to the playoffs and also build for the future, I think it makes more sense for them to go ahead and move him, bring up CJ Kapus. That raises your ceiling because Kapus could have a higher ceiling than Santana at this point, but he's certainly got a lower floor. So you're banking on a little bit there, but the Guardians have to do both. They have to try to play for now, and they also have to play for the future. And I think that's CJ Kapus. So I think they'll find a taker for Santana somewhere.
What is a general return of what you're looking for? Like, obviously, I don't need you to throw me a prospect name that fits, but, like, are you taking a just high-risk, high-reward type of prospect that hasn't worked out so far in an organization, or are you just hoping to get essentially anything back?
I think you're hoping to get anything back with Santana, because it's not like he's having a great year. He's 39, and whatever he's owed left, they actually paid him more this year than Josh Naylor is making in arbitration, which still kind of shocks me. So I think you're just looking to get anything for him. If you can go out and find someone who's willing to offer a lottery ticket, go for it, because it's not like it's going to be a great buyer's market. It's going to be a good seller's market. So if there's a team out there desperate enough that thinks they have to upgrade first base and they don't get Josh Naylor, they don't get Ryan O'Hearn, maybe they're interested. But I think considering he's, you know, very limited to first base DH and his age and his salary, I think you want to get something back that maybe it's an organizational guy or maybe it's a reliever you can call up in a couple years to pitch a couple innings.
Justin Latta, Locked On Guardians, with us here on the Fan Hotline. If you're looking at the team right now and you're building a lineup on the day-to-day, even for this last week before you get to the deadline, is there a real point to playing Carlos over Kyle Manzardo at this point? It feels like Manzardo, obviously, the OPS advantage. He's just behind him when we talk in a more general term like batting average. Is he just kind of a better player when you put defense aside?
Yeah, I mean, at this stage of his career, sure, he's got a lot more upside, and you're still trying to figure out whether or not he is, you know, somebody you can build around for the future, have as a cornerstone, because he's still going through ups and downs, and you got to get more at-bats out of him. But, you know, Santana's got to play just because the way the roster's constructed, because who are you going to put there? Like, Jose Ramirez DHs once a week or once a series, and that leaves you to put in Will Wilson, and that might be Gabriel Arias now that he's coming back, it seems like. Do you really want to play Jonathan Rodriguez over Carlos Santana? I really don't think so. So, I mean, you might as well play Santana while he's here, but you should have both in the lineup. And the only reason not to play, you know, Manzardo is David Fry, but David Fry is also having a hard time recapturing what he did well last year. You know, he had a good start out of the break and then just kind of cooled off since. So, yeah, I think you have to play Santana while he's here, but hopefully that also over the next week gives him some extra marginal trade value, but I don't know if it really will.
You mentioned, obviously, CJ Kapus is a potential replacement option. I know fans are obviously excited about him because the minor league numbers say that you should be. Like, when you look at basically every stat, he crushes AAA pitching. As you look at the transition from guys who have that profile then to moving into the majors, should you be expecting him to produce if he comes up? Does he show promising signs, or is it almost a little bit of a gamble right now, more so than just obviously the normal, you're bringing up a prospect, it's always a gamble?
It's always a gamble, and it's going to be a gamble with his profile. There are definitely red flags in the profile. Like, he expands the zone a lot, and that's kind of what Cleveland was trying to get away from in Josh Naylor. You know, the weight issues, whatever, you can say what you want about that. But the biggest issue with Josh Naylor, and you can even point to Andre Jimenez, is they chased out of the zone a ton. And the guys they took in the draft, yeah, they swing and miss a ton, but they don't chase out of the zone. It seems to be like an organizational direction they want to go in. That's part of, like, Nolan Jones. So Kapus actually expands the zone a little bit. He can be beat with breaking balls low. He can be beat with fastballs high. So there's some holes in his swing in his game, but he represents a lot more upside at that position than Carlos Santana at this point. And he is left-handed, of course. I know everybody wants someone to be right-handed, but the majority of your pitchers you face are right-handed. Progressive Field's built better for left-handed hitters, so there's probably going to be some ups and downs with him, but he's proven enough in AAA where you've got to see it, and there's no reason to to not have him on the roster over Carlos Santana, because like I said, it gives you a higher ceiling and it builds towards next year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Justin, if we're looking at the schedule left, obviously you have two series coming up before you get to the deadline, one against the Royals starting tomorrow, and then you take on the Colorado Rockies. With the amount of teams that you've played who have just been at the bottom of the league, are you almost using the Royals as a litmus test leading up to the deadline to try to prove to this front office one way or another, here's what this team really is, or is that too small of a sample size?
I mean, three games is definitely too small of a sample, and it's not like the Royals are great either. I mean, they're definitely better than the Orioles, they're better than the Rockies, but, you know, everybody is. So it's kind of hard. And the thing with the front office and anything around baseball, they're not going to sit there and be judging a team by three games. And it's, you can even question to say if it's smart for them to judge this team based on 2 weeks out of the second half. But, you know, they're pointing to more things that are going on internally and what their projections might say. So I don't think they're using any small samples. And that's why I said I think you're having phone calls and conversations with other teams on both ends of the spectrum. You're talking to them about who you could buy. You're talking to them about who you can sell. And I think a lot of teams are going to wind up waiting until the last 48 hours to pull off anything serious. And even then, I think it's going to be a limited trade market. So, no, I don't think you have to worry about a three-game sample really throwing this thing one way or the other.
Is Emmanuel Clase still on the table in your mind?
I mean, yes, if there's going to be a deal out there that makes a ton of sense for them. Like, we know how this team operates in terms of trades. They go out and they set a price and they don't divulge from it, and that makes them hard to trade with. I mean, other GMs have said over years that the Guardians are difficult to trade with because they set that value and they don't really ever try to meet you in the middle. You meet their price or the deal doesn't happen, and there's no real motivation to trade him. He's still affordable next year. He's still having a great year. If you look past April, the numbers are as good as they were a year ago, and they should reasonably expect to contend next year. You might have Chase the Water if he can, you know, put him in a bubble for the offseason. Travis Bazzano should be up next year. You reasonably have a chance to contend next year. So I think a team would have to blow them away to make that offer. But then again, you might also have that conversation in the offseason. So I think it's, yes, they're listening to everybody, but I think the chances are pretty slim.
How much has the reconstruction of the playoffs in baseball is sort of hurt the deadline? We've seen it play out now, at least for 1 year, and go and see like, that more teams obviously feel like they can compete. Is it almost killed the deadline from what it used to be to what it's going to be in the future now?
Yeah, it's absolutely ruined it. You know, I'm sure you grew up too the same thing, watching Baseball Tonight and watching those specials up to the deadline and having, you know, Peter Gammons and all those guys on there talking about trades until the deadline came up. That's gone now. And they even got rid of the non-waiver or the waiver trade deadline on August 31st years ago. And because you have all these teams that are like 500 or a game under, they all think they have a shot. So there's no reason for them to go out and do a hard sell at the deadline. So you've really just kind of muddled it. And it's I think it's taken away from one of the most exciting times of the season. You got, you know, NBA when free agency kicks off. It's a frenzy, right? Same with the NFL. Baseball doesn't have that in the offseason. They used to have it at the trade deadline, and they completely killed it. They need to move it back at least 2 weeks, like maybe middle of August, so that way more of these teams can have a firm idea of where they are because there's less time left for them to really get it together.
I did want to talk to you, Justin Latta with us here on the hotline, about something you guys talked to, you and Jeff, earlier this week. It was a conversation that you had regarding Stephen Kwan, and I wanted to ask it the most direct way I possibly could. In your opinion, is it a smart idea to extend Stephen Kwan at any point here this season?
If the numbers are right, sure. I mean, you don't want to get locked into a bad contract. Look, I know everyone's going to say, you know, spend the money, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not advocating to not spend money. But if you take that point out of it and you just think about the budget the team operates under, there's probably not a financial situation that makes sense to extend him because of what he's going to want and what makes sense for the Guardians. There's the risk that his body type, his age, he's already got the hamstring issues, the player profile. There's a lot of guys in that same profile that by age 30, 31, 32, they're pretty much, you know, bench players, overpaid bench players, or just basically out of baseball. So I think it's a massive risk for how he's going to age. And maybe he'll do great, and maybe he'll be wrong. I mean, but not everybody's Jose Ramirez in terms of that body type and how they age. So I have a hard time believing that they're going to find any middle ground on a contract of what he's going to want versus what makes sense for them, considering where they like to set their payroll.
All right, Justin, we have breaking news coming down in the baseball world. Jeff Passan just putting out on X, the Seattle Mariners are acquiring first baseman Josh Naylor from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Your initial reaction to the trade, good move for the Mariners, and how much does that help them in the race for the AL West?
Absolutely. They need a first baseman horribly bad. That's a great move for them. The Mariners have a great farm system. They draft really well. They have really good tradable players with skills and traits that teams love. That's how they got Randy Arozarena last year. Great deal for the Mariners. I don't know who they gave up, obviously, because I just heard it, but I think it makes a ton of sense for the Mariners. They absolutely need that, and now we're going to have the first base musical chairs, so it's about to get interesting.
Is there a benefit for teams, even like the Diamondbacks? Like you said, we don't know the return right now as it stands, but is there more of a benefit to moving off of guys early like this? Or does it make sense for, like you said, these teams to wait until almost the last 48 hours to sort of make their big moves?
Well, I mean, the Mariners are definitely in a situation where they need to buy. They have that good starting pitching. They have a chance to win their division. They should win a wild card. And the Diamondbacks, you know, they went out and spent a lot of money on Corbin Burns. He's hurt. So they, and Zach Allen's a free agent. They're just not in a position where they should be buying for 2025. So I think that made it a lot easier. Like I said, if you're in first place and you're a clear seller, if you got something to sell, yeah, it makes a ton of sense to jump the market and try to set the market before other deals get set if you feel like you have a good one. But for these teams like the Guardians or whoever else is, you know, the Red Sox or the Angels even, those teams who are muddled in the middle, I think, are going to wait just because of their situation. So for the Diamondbacks and the Mariners, from their position, it made a ton of sense to go ahead and just get this done.
Justin Latta with us here on the hotline. Justin, before we get you out of here, I did want to talk to you. Starting pitching in general, but more specifically, Slade Ciccone. I feel like he's right now probably in at least practice, maybe not in reality, sort of operating as the ace for this club right now just because he's been really good over his last few starts. Is that something? I mean, you can draw. Gavin Williams has also been really good. So if you make that argument, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you might say they just don't have an ace right now, which is a good and bad thing. I don't think they do because you expected Tanner to step up and do that, but he's had a lot of inconsistencies this year. Same with Gavin Williams. I think it just depends on the turn of the rotation. I mean, Ciccone for sure has been the most consistent since he came up, which is fantastic. I don't know if you call anybody an ace. Like last year, I thought, even 2 years ago, Taylor was your stopper. When you are losing games, you need someone to come out and pitch a game and get you a win. That was Tanner. And this year, it's kind of been on the other side of things. So I don't know if they really have an ace. I think they just have a bunch of guys right now who are pitching like twos, threes, and fours, and it's just working. So yeah, I don't see a guy who really, like, if you ask me if the Guardians were playing in a playoff game tomorrow, who would start game one? I would assume it's going to be Tanner just because of the contract and the relationship, but I wouldn't really call anybody an ace right now.
Yeah, that's probably entirely fair, and I think I view it in a lot the same way. Do you think that what Slade's doing right now is something that it can be kept up? Because he kind of goes against the natural mold that you look for in a starting pitcher that at least is successful right now in your strikeout pitchers, guys that don't pitch to contact. He's almost a blast from the past of a guy that works, that does pitch to contact right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's replacing Ben Lively, who was kind of the king of that, right? But no, Slade stuff is really good. I think eventually they'll help him miss more bats. You remember, he started the year with the was an oblique injury, I think, that kept him out for the start of the year. And he's got an entire arsenal change from what he was throwing in Arizona. And he's still fairly young and new to the level. So I think you'll see more strikeouts in time. I don't want to, you know, pour cold water on what he's doing because he's pitching awesome. But, yeah, there are definitely some underlying metrics under the hood that make you question whether or not this is sustainable because he does get a lot of contact. He doesn't get a lot of hard contact. If he can keep the control where it is, you know, maybe it'll be sustainable. But the new pitches they've given him and the way he's working with them in a short amount of time says a lot about what he's able to do. So it may not be sustainable, but maybe you can get everything you want out of it this year and then kind of rework things next year.
Justin, as always, I appreciate you jumping on. We'll be looking forward to Locked On Guardians here within the next couple days because I'm sure there will be some talk and some touch on Josh Naylor heading over to Seattle.
Yep, there's a lot of rumors, but we know where rumors go with Cleveland. We never really see it pan out. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to talking about all that.
Appreciate you. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Dick.
Justin Latta there of Locked On Guardians joining us on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to some of what Justin had to say.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.